With a 3-minute introduction, we're going to turn it over to Low Tech, a San Francisco resident and member of the game since back in the early days of the Impossible Exchange. Take it away, Low Tech.
Thank you. I'm Senator Low Tech. I stand for awesome tasking. Next.
Wow.
Nicely done, sir. Succinct and to the point. I like that. We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period. Where do you stand on these important issues? Low Tech, are you ready to join us? Or
sure.
Go for it.
All right. I think it's no secret. I do not support broccoli. It needs to be wiped off the face of the planet. Hills, I think I like hills. Hills, you can roll marbles down hills. You can roll shopping carts down hills. Tires. Hills are useful. As far as Godzilla, I have no position on Godzilla. All right, next.
Okay, thank you, Senator Low Tech. If you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep. Low Tech, do you have any rebuttal?
I realized I didn't touch on the robot issue. I support robots. I think I might try to take over San Francisco with a robot soon. You'll see it soon, the upcoming the toy hacking task.
Okay.
I think I might release a killbot into the city.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? Senator Low Tech, your response?
I don't have too many strong feelings towards sock puppets. I certainly don't like them being used for voting or flagging, but other than that, whatever. Next.
Question number 4. A character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? Senator Low Tech, what about you?
I just read this right now, and I think I'm going to vote for him. I think it'd be interesting to release a tyrant into the Senate. There, done. Next.
Okay, we've got a representative from the pro-evil caucus here. Let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Low Tech, any response?
I think I might be defending the castle. We'll see.
Okay. On to question 5. When you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? Senator Low Tech, what do you think?
I'm a little conflicted about that one. I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask about that. There's certain... I don't know. I used to do some things just for fun, sometimes for tasking, sometimes not for tasking. I'm less willing to do. Like, I don't know if I'm willing to like stand on top of a bus stop at these days anymore, remove bolts to access the electrical system, or... I don't know. I'm a little conflicted about that one. I think it's made for some good times, but... also a little bit of property damage to the city.
Well, it's a rare and beautiful thing to find a politician who's willing to admit that he doesn't know the answer. That's refreshing. Next question. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF-Zero? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? Low Tech, how do you respond?
I'm not really sure what the best way to deal with it is. I think it's most, think Babe had it right. Just, you know, if you're not interested, just leave it alone. I think maybe Lincoln had the best point. Just ultimately, you got to task by example. Like, I don't think it's fair for me to really comment on people's tasks if I'm not tasking. Plus, a lot of my early tasks were pretty awful, so. I don't know. I'd say just let people play the way they want and, you know, support what you like via voting and commenting.
Okay, sounds good. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut. And Lotek?
I've got a lot of ideas about how to move forward, but I think that might pertain to the new era question. I don't know. I'd like to see Dark Aardvark's instruction manual kind of set up as a like a software user agreement when you sign up.
Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? Lotek, you've been playing this game, I think, longer than anybody else in the room. What are your thoughts?
As far as the new era goes, I want to see... The only thing I really want to see is a major change to the tasks available. I think, well, pretty much any task can be done in an interesting or amazing or fun way, whatever. I want to limit the ones like everyday life where, while certain people will do interesting ones, there's going to be about 100 more who just kind of fill up the praxis and... I don't know. I think it would be make for a more interesting game if the task like forced you to like make something rather than just type or you know take a picture of your cat or whatever. I know that's one thing, but the other thing to encourage like playing for votes as opposed to just points would be to eliminate the points and all points. Automatic points from completing a task, and you'd only get your points from votes. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senator, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF-Zero promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spadaria about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Councilor Ryan.
Senator Lotek, any thoughts on schizophrenia and the Good Kisser badge?
No comment on either of those. I would like to see more dispatch challenges, too, though. Remember, the only one I remember was to make a 30-second horror clip, and for like a week or whatever, there's a... all these awesome little horror movies people made, and that was pretty neat.
Okay. Senator Lotek, any last remarks?
Lepers.
That is all.